Alam nang in-season. In-season.
New to betting? EasyBet.co.za makes it simple, fun and exciting even if it's your first time. Sign up now and score 50 Rand sign-up bonus, no deposit needed. Just use the promo code SHADYPH and it's yours instantly. Looking for more? Your first deposit gets a 150% bonus up to 1,500 Rand. That's more to play with and bigger chances to win. But wait, there's more. EasyBet will match your first bet up to 500 Rand, so you're getting extra play without extra spend. Even if luck's not on your side, they will give you back 15% of your losing bets every week. Now that's backing real players. And the best part is, there's even more waiting when you join. So head on over to easybet.co.za now and check it out for yourself. T's and C's apply. EasyBets Group Pty Limited is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. No persons under the age of 18 may gamble. Winners know when to stop.
Yes, sir. It's another episode of the Shady Podcast. My name is PH, and that handsome fellow over there reading papers.
Handsome fellow. Oh, you're so sweet, my friend.
How you, bud?
I'm well. A little bit sad you left me behind, went to Corona Sunset without your bra.
Maybe tell people what your name is. I don't know, because I kind of...
My name is Gojiro.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah, oh, it's great that we have our guest here, because we can now speak about such Gojiro, things. Ne? Gojiro. And how I don't think it'll make money.
Just put it in the back of your mind.
I don't think Gojiro's gonna get us out of the hood, dog.
Gojiro's gonna get dog.
I don't think Gojiro's gonna get us
out of the trenches, bro. I'm Gojiro.
You know, sometimes like, when your friend says, "Hey, I've got this song and whatnot," and like, "Okay, let's hear it," and I'm like, I'm like, "This one is not gonna get us out the hood." And when you say Gojiro, I'm like,
"Gojiro's gonna get us out the hood, PH. Please trust me. You'll see. We'll ask Bridget just now. She'll tell you."
Alright, cool. And by that mention of her name, we've got a lovely guest in studio. We're gonna be speaking about all things getting out the hood and sustaining your brand.
Hey, boss.
We're speaking all things talent management, marketing. Everything that's brand related, artist development, brand management, bookings, the works. She's been in the game for quite some time, for a very long time. If you know the name Be Cool Media, I'm talking now about 2016, 2015. You know, she's behind the culture, working on some kick-ass campaigns, artists, the works. Her name is Bridget Makela, and she's in the building. Make some noise.
Thank you, guys.
Hi, Bridget. Yes.
What a nice intro. Hi,
and
guys.
As you can see, subtly, she's telling us she's working on the contract for Tyler.
Oh, wow.
Let's go.
No, I did not say that.
Let's go. I said it. What?
How are you? You good?
I'm good, thank you.
Alive and well.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good.
So, Bridget, tell us, do you know where I met Bridget?
Where?
Y Academy.
Of course.
I was a baby when Warris was on radio.
Y has always been the breeding ground for, you know, a lot of people who are still in the industry.
Yeah.
Thank you, Longevity. It's not a name that we know nowadays, but we're here to speak about those things. Yeah. We're here to speak about... longevity and everything that's brand related. But before we get into that, we just want to run down the show for you.
Sure.
Obviously, our guest, as much as we're going to speak about brands, we'd like to check in with each other how the weekend was.
Yes, and I'd like to check in YPH. Perhaps you can solve this for us. Went to Corona Sunsets, didn't tell me.
Ish.
And then I'm sitting there, no ticket, no bras, and everybody I know is there.
And that lineup was fire, hey? Why did you leave your bro?
No, I got a call like last minute saying, hey, come through.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I don't know, dog. I can't defend why. But you said you had homies who are going to have tickets for you. Hold on.
The homies didn't come through clearly.
I only have one homie. And when I say, exe, akona mati.
Yeah.
He either says, yes, akona, and then he gets them, or no, bah.
Yeah.
This guy. He knows.
Ish.
How can you? Now it leaves me to rely on my white friends. Of course, they're not going to get me tickets, bro.
Sorry, man.
They only want to move with me in private. They're not trying to be seen in public with me. You know why?
But I guess your anger towards not getting a ticket is the result of what happened to me afterwards.
Well, what happened to you? Wait, hold on. What happened?
That's not me. Yeah, tell us.
Hey. Nah,
tell us.
I don't want to speak about it on air.
It's what happened, and if I was there,
Yeah.
It wouldn't have happened.
Let me tell you something. If you were there, I would have clapped those lighties down.
You see?
Yo.
You see?
You needed him there.
No, so some guys hit my car.
Oh,
right?
My gosh.
On the way out. On the way out. When leaving.
Mm-hmm. We were all leaving.
You know what condition are people in when they generally leave an event.
Exactly.
So I calmly get out the car. I'm like, okay. Hey. You know, ask for license. All that stuff, you know. Yeah. Insurance details.
PH is a good guy.
I'm like, if my friend Waras was here, because there was of the three guys that were there,
yeah,
there was the kid who was obviously driving, and the two friends. The one friend was cool.
Mm. One was apologetic. Or,
yeah, one was.
There's
like
always
apologetic.
Like one who's apologetic
yes.
and one who supports him, and then there's one then who's there's like, one, hey, let's go.
Then there was the one boost. I'm like, my brother. There's no. First of all, you are in the wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, yo.
Waras would have dealt with him. Because you know, I've been in a situation like that. Like I said, there's the friend who's apologetic because they know it's their fault. Mm-hmm. There's the friend who's supporting them because they realize, hey, umganwami is going through it. It's a fuck up. You know, an accident is an accident.
Yeah.
And then there's always that one who wants to go home. 100%. Usually it's like the hun. The hun is also like that.
Yeah.
Where she'll be like, okay, you've got each other's details, let's go now.
Let's go.
And then it's like, hello, it's not your car. You are a passenger here, for sec.
And that's all he
wants. You understand? It's not your car. Yeah. In other words, I should, because you know, if you leave the scene, PH can make big raras.
Sure.
You can take that number plate and ruin their lives.
Talk about you on the
and their
podcast.
Parents' lives, everyone's lives will be ruined. Why? Let's sort it out now. Let's exchange details.
Yeah.
It's fucking inconvenient. Every time you see people in a fender bender bumper bashing, bro, you can see on their face, which I don't want to be here, but.
Yeah.
So that one.
I would have dealt with him, but we took all the details, whatever, you know. So.
And to that, bruh, that's not your fucking friend, bro. That guy's trying to make cuck for you. You've made cuck.
Yes.
You've had an accident. That everyone that's supporting you for leaving your details and exchanging information.
Sure.
It happened, remember we're at Jameli?
Yeah.
And one of the bras we were with. This brewer, he tried to park a brand new car.
Yeah.
He had it for like 2 days.
Yeah.
So he tried to park it as far away as possible. Mm. Not even on this side, he had a car next to him. And on this side, you know that ramp that takes you into the mall where you push trolleys. So there's going to be no car on his left or right hand side.
Yeah.
Bro, this woman, somehow, some way, she bumped him on that side. Mm. And then she tried to run away.
Wow.
And then the security guard stopped her and was like, can't open the gate. And then took her details down on a piece of paper and whatever.
Yeah.
And then now when we come out, he's like, yo, ish. But like, I didn't know who you were, where to find you.
Mm.
When we call her, first she's not answering.
Oh my goodness.
Then like the next day, she answers the call. And she's like, no man, I'm really sorry. Like, I didn't know what to do. I just panicked.
Mm.
Wow.
And like, you know, my friend. And that's when I said.
So if no one saw her, she was going to drive
away. Like, let's go, Tommy.
Oh.
You understand what I'm saying? What do you mean, let's go, Chomi? Yo, we would have finished her. We would have taken her to the cleaners.
Exactly.
Sure.
And the car she bumped was a flipping 3 million rand car.
Mm-hmm.
And the one she bumped it with was not a 3 million rand car.
Man.
Like, bro. Anyway, so,
anyways,
well done. Yeah. You left me behind.
But I do want to
As you can see, Bridget, I'm very upset.
Sorry, man. I do want to give a couple shout-outs to a lot of people. Here's another thing that happens on my weekends.
Yeah.
Right? Apart from breathing, everyone asks me, where's Waras?
Shame.
I can't even take a shit in public if I wanted to without being asked, hey, where's Waras? Do I look like Waras's keeper to you? Like,
leaves me behind.
Waras is my very good friend, but Jesus Christ.
Can't you have a life by yourself alone?
Like, you know, I only see his nigga here, Bridget.
Yo, hey, Waras. So I want to give a shout out to Letlhohonolo, Bongani, and I think some lady called Bridget. Actually, they were all at Corona Sunsets, and they were showing us love.
Shout out to you guys for asking the right question. Where was Waras?
Yeah,
anyway,
but anyways,
it's part of the reason why I want to become Kojir.
Yes.
I don't know about that name.
That name's not going to get us out the
hood. It's not.
Okay, what is your issue with the name? You're the expert. Tell us.
Because you've already established your name.
No, but I want to take this name outside. I don't want to take this name here locally. I want to land overseas and be like, yo, I'm Kojiro. But because I've already got this name here locally,
yeah,
I feel like if I do something locally, it'll at least gain enough traction for me to say, rip, Gojiro.
So this is going to be like a rebrand?
No, it's like a Euphonic I Am Temba.
Oh,
shout
okay.
out Euphonic and I Am Temba. I saw them in the mall the other day.
I saw them.
Both of them.
Both of them.
Both of yeah. them yeah. together.
And Biggs and Terrace, yes. My niggas. I shout saw out. Them at Haagen-Dazs in Center.
Oh, yeah. Mm. yeah. So like, are you what that? Was Euphonic wearing and what was
yeah, what Temba was wearing?
Ooh, Euphonic was wearing a white essential shirt. Okay. Temba was wearing a white Fear of God shirt. shout out Euphonic and I Am Temba. Yeah. But very similarly, you know what I'm saying? Where yeah. it was like, okay, the Euphonic direction in terms of the music he played, mm. the type of DJ he was, the radio stuff, yeah. whatever you know Euphonic, right? Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
And he was like, he was like, you must call me. My number's been the same for 25 years. Right?
Sure.
That was the Euphonic brand.
Yes.
Right? That's still yeah. the same. I'm making that point to say it's still the same number, literally from Labori Village.
Yes. Sure. Oh, wow.
But yeah, nah, we used to. I know the Oak a long time. In fact, some of your favorite stars on television used to live at Labori Village, but
yeah.
it's not that type
I,
of show.
I can believe that. Mm. I can believe that.
Right? And then when he decided, Uguti, I want to go in the direction that the Temba. European yes. dance music market.
Yes.
Sound. It became Temba. The song was, you understand, different
Who is
direction
Temba?
In terms yeah. of his production, mm. different direction in terms of the sets he was playing and the venues he was playing at.
Yeah.
You don't really find here, and he's quite a pace here, he's Euphonic, yeah. you know? Mm. But you don't find him coming here and trying to play as I Am Temba, really.
No.
I actually saw
to.
A lot of flyers, I saw Rockets, True. I saw a few flyers where it was like, oh, Euphonic. Mm. So he's still Euphonic. So I'm going to stop being. What is the Shady Lurker?
No, I was there at the beginning, I think this is 2017, 18, where it's just like he was then investing in flying to Europe a lot.
Yeah.
And it took a lot of investment, like wherever coffee was going,
yeah,
we would pay for our flights the jet.
I mean, don't flex on us, you know?
No, man, I'm just saying like, yes. And it was so...
I'm just for full disclosure, please. These people were at a Diddy party. But anyway, carry on, bro.
Listen.
Anyways, so yeah, what I'm trying to say is this guy invested quite a bit in the foundation of Temba. He had, he did a lot of foundational work before he then blew up. I think COVID accelerated that. Mm. The attention. I think he had already buzzing songs, but he was on the ground. Doing shows at no cost. I think he was flying himself there. Hi, I'm this person. This is yeah. what I do. My role.
Yeah.
You know, this is the sound. Blah blah blah.
And he
great
works
association with Black Coffee.
No, he does. Yeah.
No, he's not
he
lazy.
He works the he room, does. And you know. So, Gojiro, it's time for us to.
So you see. So Bridget, what are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Maybe I also want to change from PH to something else.
Bro, no, guys, change from PH to Matubel.
Yeah, to Dubias.
Dubias, nigga. Yeah. Yay.
Sure. Dubias and Gojiro.
No, guys, you're not going to get out the hood. Sorry.
Really?
No. Stick to your names, okay?
Come on.
We love you the way you are.
Come what on. Do you mean? And you know, my producer, the producer I work with, my bra, many years, his name is Terra L.
Mm-hmm.
So I was joking around, right? Because that Gojiro name actually comes from like an old anime. It's like one of the original
anime.
It's
like a Street Fighter name, man.
Yeah,
street
right?
Street Fighter.
Balrog, right? So. When I came up with the name, he was laughing because he knew which cartoon it's from.
Yeah.
So anyway, there was another a video that we shot for another artist, right? Mm. And on the opening credits of the video, it's like produced by. And then instead of saying Terra L, it's like, Makabayashi. What the fuck, Terra? He's like, no, if you're going to be Gojiro, I'm also changing
my
name.
Wow.
I'm going to be Makabayashi, which was another... character in that show.
Yeah.
And it's funny because the show was translated from Japanese or whatever, because it was anime,
yeah.
to Zulu.
Of course it was.
Those days on SABC1, all the cartoons would be simulcast in Zulu. So you
yes.
could put it on Ukozi FM. And
yes.
while you're watching the screen, you're listening on the radio, then it's like, hey, you know, hey.
Yeah.
You know, and they obviously changed the pronunciation of all the names.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, Gojiro was probably Gojiro. whatever. Mm. And Makabayash, I don't even know what it was, but they butchered it on Ukozi FM. So yeah, it's Kojiro and Makabayash. So you can be
Makaba.
Tsubasa.
let's get into it. Let's get into the all everything that's like brand management and just the climate of, you know, artists and everything nowadays. We've spoken about it, I think, a million times forward in the show, where guys pop up today, tomorrow they're stars, next week, forget about them.
Yeah.
Kwenzakalani? What's happening?
What are they doing wrong, Bridget?
Okay, personally, I would say I feel like you're not investing enough in your brand if you have no longevity plan.
Sure.
You know what I mean? If you're here today and then you disappear after 3 months, yeah, I know you are playing games. You're not being serious.
Sure.
Because, I mean, someone can come up, be an artist, and then have, like, you know, an amazing song and it blows up. And then they think, oh, okay, I've arrived now, you know?
Yeah.
I'm here to stay. And then it doesn't work out that way because you didn't actually take time to invest in a team, building a team around you, right? Mm-hmm. Investing in your PR, which is something I'm very, that's what I do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm very, very passionate about that. I keep saying artists in South Africa need to think, sit down and think about their PR because it's very important.
Sure.
As well as just, you know, refining your brand, like, what does it stand for? Not just short term, but what do you want to do in the future? Like, how are you going to keep the consistency going, you know?
What is PR?
PR is...
Because I feel like, if you know how many people say... It's like when people say, I'm a content creator.
Yeah.
Mm. You know?
Or,
you create
a lot
content.
Of people are like, no, I'm in PR. Mm. Okay.
So that's public relations, right? That's the full word. I like to explain it as persuasion.
Mm.
So PR is the art of persuasion, right? And also amplifying your brand. That's how I would put it in a nutshell, basically.
Sure.
So it's me coming to you, Waris, and I'm like, okay, you need some PR for this
Kojiro.
New name. Yeah, for Kojiro.
Let's get it.
So we need to amplify this new, you know, this new rebrand.
Right.
So I'm going to be on this journey with you. I'm going to be like, okay, this is what you want to do. Let me put you on TV. Let me put you on radio, you know. Mm. Let me put you online on these, like, dope blogs that are, like, making a lot of noise these days so that people can know who you are. Let me put you on print, which is slowly dying. Fast, actually.
Mm, it's fast dying.
Yes, exactly.
I haven't read anything for months. And then when I do, it's usually, like, okay, you know, you
or
guys
like,
are
oh,
there.
I already know this, or
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Exactly.
I want to challenge that, but Twine.
So it's me amplifying your rebrand. So you're going to be telling the world that, okay, this is who I am now. I need y'all to know this is where I'm going to be. This is what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
So that's my role when it comes to assisting you with PR, right? But we're not just going to do it as a once-off. So whenever you have, maybe there's a new single or like you're working with a brand, you know, we're always going to amplify. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Whether it's sending out press releases to the media, even if they get tired of you and sick of you, that's the whole point. You know what I mean? To keep your brand consistent and so that people must always know who you are. They must be like, who the hell is this guy? Okay, let's start booking him because I've been seeing him all over, you know? And then whatever you decide to do in the future, whether it's just working with brands, whether you're going to be an actor, whether you want to DJ, whether you want to be a content creator, we're still going to be amplifying whatever you're doing.
For me, I just think a lot of guys just focus. Sorry, I appreciate obviously the description of PR, but as you're speaking, I'm just like, artists nowadays just focus on the content creation.
Oh yeah, definitely.
There's
definitely.
No... And the reason why I was saying I wanted to challenge the whole traditional, you know, media part, just like radio was still, I look at the radio numbers now versus the impact of like streaming and this, that, the other. Radio is still impactful in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's still got a wide audience, right? A lot of guys aren't doing those necessaries. It's just, I've got a song, dance on TikTok, get other people to dance.
Yeah.
You know, with the oversaturation of social media, it's just like that shit actually isn't as effective as you assume it is, right?
Yeah.
And then you're neglecting all of these things where it's just like, all the PR that you should be doing, which you've mentioned, you know, whether it's Yes Gets dying print or radio or TV and, you know, press releases. Because the press releases I see are the ones that were done on notes, screen grabbed and put out.
Oh, wow.
Chief.
Screen grabbed, I've seen those.
Screen grabbed and put out on
because things. Somebody said, let me quickly.
Yeah.
You understand?
Like, yeah.
You know? No, guys, we can't be doing that, please.
The worst are the ones that are made on ChatGPT.
Yeah.
That's
please
a thing
write
now.
Me a press
that is a thing now.
Then there's, yeah, there's a chat release. I mean, sorry, might as well call it
a chat release.
There's chat release there. And I'm just like, man, we don't have artist development. Like this, this will come from someone who's got, you know, on high rotation everywhere. They're gigging left, right, and center. But
exactly.
When you look at the basics, aguna attorney, aguna PR, there's no, you know, the foundation, there's no tax, whatnot, or accounting, this, that, the other. But it's just vibes.
It's literally just vibes.
It's just
That's
vibes.
Why I was like,
There's no back office.
Exactly. Yeah. And people don't understand that your brand is a business. You need to treat it like a business.
Yeah.
Just because the music business is a business. Like people just think we're out here for vibes. Oh, I released a song. You know, no, you need
go
to actually
out.
Learn the business of music, of whatever you're doing. Just like any other area that you would work in. You know 100%. What I mean? Same thing. You need to treat it the same way. Your brand must be a business so that it can have longevity and live on, you know what I mean, in different ways.
100%.
Yeah, so I feel like the team is very important. Like you said, there must be a tax guy. There must be, you know, plus these days they're like, they're coming for content creators.
Uh-huh.
They must pay SARS. There must be out here, you know.
Good luck with that.
Exactly. So you need to be in the know. Also, as an artist, I feel like you need to educate yourself about what's happening and what's going on around you and what you're getting yourself into. Since you love this thing and you're so passionate about it, you need to do the research, you know, and know what you're doing. Yeah.
Just to go back to obviously the Nwaris' question in terms of what are they doing wrong? What are they doing wrong? Like,
it's the vibes thing. I think everyone, social media obviously plays a role, right?
Yeah.
But I think everyone sees, oh, okay, that artist is like doing this, they're playing where, let me also release a song and then we'll just be on the road and stuff, you know?
Mm.
They think we're just here for a good time. Social media assists, you know, in a big way these days.
Sure.
But I feel like they're not taking time to invest in what they actually want to do. What's your plan before you actually blow up? You know what I mean? If this was your plan to blow up sharp, now you're here, and then what happens? You know? It's like, because they start seeing, okay, all the lights, there's fame, you know, the girls like me now, the guys like me. So that means, you know, I'm going to have like staying power. No. And then in like 2 weeks, there's a new person, you know?
Dude, new song, new person.
Exactly.
What did they call it? Revolving door, the turnaround.
The turnaround, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's on steroids now.
Like yeah, no.
Post-COVID.
Listen, and the public will go with whatever is hot now.
Yeah.
We'll be listening to whatever is hot. We've forgotten about you, you know, unless you actually have a plan to stay. So I feel like that's what's not being done right. People aren't actually sitting down and being like, okay, cool, this is what I want to do.
Do you think some people are doing it right, just on that point? Like, yes.
Yeah. I do have some people.
Zimumalo's doing it correct.
Oh, yes.
She's, in fact, I even messaged her. I was like, I hope you're getting rest. I said to her,
I was like,
bro, she'll do 5 gigs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like 5, 5, 5.
Yeah.
Monday, she's on set for, like, Monday morning. Ne?
Yes.
She's on set for something. Ebsugu, it's a studio session. Tuesday, it's a corporate.
Yes.
I'm like, yo. Like, I love it. And I think that's what, you know, this is the standard. But I'm just like, damn.
Also, it's her team. Because people don't realize there's someone waking her up.
Yeah.
You know, there's a driver. There's a roadmap. There's someone who's checking all the contracts.
Sure.
Checking the venue. You know what I mean? I know one guy was on her team. And honestly, like, you're right. They're on point. And I hope she lasts. And I hope she keeps doing her thing. Because she's very young. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I really, really hope she's got like a super, super bright future because people love her.
Mm.
But it's the team also. It's teamwork.
Speaking of teams, there's a video that we have, you know, where Maphorisa was speaking about lack of artist development and bookings.
To put bay.
Can we just run that video?
To the people's bay.
Volume.
Yeah, so it's like, and also, okay, Lynn Nagimoto, like, I study failure. I like to study failure.
Wow.
So, the lot of things that I was doing, the writing, like back then, it's like I managed to get a so I became a problem solver
Like what problem?
For example, we're struggling with management, artist management, Arlayona. Like it ends a whole country of South Africa. No one handling artist management. There's booking agents. Mm. It's just that but transformer babadi manager.
So there's a difference between a booking agent and an artist manager.
So I would say Kabza kamu manager. You know what I'm saying? So I became like make sure hurry. As a flop, you know, there's certain things you can't say on social media, you know what I'm saying? You can't cancel gigs just because of, well, I understand it. I became that person. So, can I get my manager? Mm. So, that's what we're struggling with. That's why the artist, most of the time, that's a nabato. You know what I'm saying?
They don't have the staying power.
Staying power, yeah. Because I'm not manager.
Yeah.
So, manager, like, he plays a big role. You make sure what are doing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I want let's say yeah, so we don't have that. So
you go for a haircut.
Yeah.
You know or trim. Or better as
cash. So it's like actually South Africa is struggling like that. So big gap, there's a big gap there. We're learning, okay, there's a lot of people who are trying to be managers and now we're struggling over now manager you go by star. So manager you go by Gucci. So give you an winning a gap.
Hey, that's true.
Facts.
That's facts.
Those are facts. Yeah. Those
study
are facts.
Failure. Yeah. Shout out Puri.
Those are facts. He's not lying.
That last point where he said the manager wants to be the star. That is true. If I had to say, what is the one thing killing South African artists? Yes. It's that thing. Where your manager now wants to tell us, hey, my man, where's our rider?
Mpana.
When you're on stage, they want to get on stage with you.
Yeah. Mpana.
We had one there that was inside the rider.
Oh my goodness.
Remember that one? And then he was inside the rider, he was inside the hands. The artist that he manages was not there.
Yeah.
Remember? We had to unceremoniously remove him.
Why was he there? The artist was not there.
Big vibes. He's like, yo, I'm with PH. Hey, what's the story? Where's our table?
Oh, wow.
Okay, we give the table because we're thinking PH, we are figure.
Sure. Yes.
How? Next thing, 1 hour.
PH.
To PH, Buffin. No PH. But no, Drew is already like two Don Julio's deep, Hennessy.
Slim the artist. Hey.
We're running a fucking 25K table tamp here.
Nah, he does not care about his artist.
So we're like, nah, bro. But it's because they think they're the superstar. And that's very dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Yeah, I think, before we entertain, because I want us to entertain that conversation. Yeah. Obviously, he then spoke about, people have booking managers. And I think a lot of people, that's what they actually have.
Mm.
Yes.
Someone to really take in the bookings. And that's that.
Which is what it says it is. It's like you receive the email, hello, I'd like to book PH on this date. Really, you put that shit in a calendar, you send the invoice that people pay.
Your logistics manager.
Nazo. That's what even a road manager.
Even a road manager.
Or driver, that team that gets to the gig, checks the equipment.
Yes.
Sure, but I would like to believe that an artist manager is a person that manages all of these departments to ensure that this is a sellable product at the end of the day, right? So for me, it's like, okay, we've got PR, we've got, is this person healthy, not healthy? Let's get them into the gym shop. How's their mental? You know, okay, cool. Are you going to a shrink? I'm just making an example. Cool. All these departments are like, okay, cool. Now I'm managing this and this is the development of the artist. Fine. How is this person's timeline in the next 5 years?
Exactly.
What's the game looking like now? Where do we want them at December? Are they doing a one-man show? Mm. Not this one-man show. We've got all your other friends and you call it a one-man show. An actual one-man show.
Yes.
All of these things. I'd like to believe that's what a manager is. Not...
No, you're spot on. You're right. The manager is like a parent.
Yeah.
They're the person who looks, who makes sure that everything is seamlessly gelling, you know. And they're the ones who will be like, okay, let's sit down, actually. Sure. You know, what are your plans? What do you want to do in the next 2 years? Okay, cool. I agree with this. They actually tell you no. Managers should tell you no. Yes. Like, they won't just be like, yes, to everything that you say. If it's someone who's actually invested in your brand and who actually looks out for you, they're going to be like, I went through this contract and there's this part. We need to talk about this. They say that they're not going to pay us for, I don't know, transport or whatever to where they want us to come and perform. And that's not the deal that we had with them. You know what I mean? Mm. They need to go through everything with a fine tooth comb. Otherwise, your brand is not going to. Otherwise, we'll see them there ordering the drinks.
Ordering the Don Julio's.
You are behind the scenes. And I need people to understand behind the scenes. Sure. You know what I mean?
I was cross that.
Like, you must be behind the scenes. Do your work behind the scenes. And we're going to see, when you do your work, that's when your artist will, you know, get to that level. It will be like, actually, who manages this? There are people that will be like, who manages this guy? Mm. Some people don't even know managers because they're so good at what they do.
Sure.
You never see them, you know?
Like, there's a handful of names that you can mention. And you'll be like, you know, like, I'll take it back to someone like Refilwe Ramakgase, who used to manage, you know,
Coolie.
Coolie.
That's a G in the industry.
Like one of the blueprints when it comes to relationships of artist and manager, where if you see that guy, in the corner making sure before this guy walks in.
Doomy of Kent.
Yeah, another one. Doomy.
Doomy's a ghost.
Yeah.
By the time Kent enters the venue,
sure,
he walks to the decks, puts in his memory sticks, and he plays.
Sure. And thank you.
The, everything is sorted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when he walks, whenever Doomy arrives at a place, nobody knows Doomy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Doomy arrives, it's not like, hey, Doomy, what's up? And then he's like, yo, where's the table? Where's the hands?
Yeah.
Or, no?
Yeah. There's no table. There's like, it's water and coke.
Yeah. I am Doomy.
Yeah.
This is why I'm here. Take me to the
DJ. He knows his job. Sure. He knows
never
his job.
Raises his voice, never fights. He's just like, no. This is the one to. I've watched him over years.
Sure.
And him and Kent have been together for like.
Oh, since, though.
Bro, since the beginning.
Since, since.
Exactly.
And even there, it's like he's also involved in studio. You know, he's at the.
Yes.
Okay, hey, is this.
He's involved in the business side.
100%. Yes. Is this a song that's going to take us to Europe? Yes. Is it not? No. Okay, cool.
And sharp fucking guy, bro. Doomy is like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And he doesn't drink.
He doesn't drink, yes.
That definitely helps, yes.
But can I say, it also like, if you look at, sorry man, I'm still trying to make the point of the role that they play, right?
Yeah.
They understand the enormity of the role. Doomy doesn't manage anyone else.
Sure.
That's the other thing. You get an artist manager that's like, no, I'm managing this one, this one, and this one. And then you're like, really?
Then you don't have all those guys.
And then what happens is, we are waiting for your artist to come.
Exactly.
The man, he's stuck at another gig. What the fuck do you mean? Why does he have 7 gigs?
Exactly.
You know, like, who planned this schedule? Oh, shit, no, I thought that one was for PH, but it was actually for Waras.
Sure.
Exactly.
My brother, that's not my problem, because it starts giving your artist a bad reputation. And then the artist is always going to say, oh no, but it's not me. Hey man, the office messed up the booking.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
Exactly.
Hey, we know you guys.
I mean, I feel like if you want to manage more than one artist, then you need to have the capacity to, don't just say yes to everything. You know what I mean? I mean, I've worked with artist managers who want to do PR, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we book everything, interviews are set, we send you a whole calendar for the whole month, and then this person doesn't pitch, you know what I mean? And I'm like, but what happened? And then the person's like, oh, no, snap, sorry, oh my gosh, he's in gym right now. I'm like, but how did this happen? Because
this was scheduled.
Yes, exactly. Mm. We've already given you a schedule. We've said yes to everything, but you are managing more than one person when you know you can't, you know? Especially with big names, because obviously they'll be booked everywhere, you know what I mean?
Sure.
If you want to manage more than one big name, then you must really know what you're doing and have the capacity, or have like people who assist you with it, you know?
Sure.
Because I mean, we have big names that don't make it to gigs. You know, I'm not going to drop names, but like...
Don't drop them, but we know who they are. But I almost
and
like...
it's not cool.
I never hate on the guy that missed the gig, you know, the big name. Because I understand this whole behind the scenes.
Yes.
Thing. Does that make sense? Where it's like, actually, because your place is run like ass, you are now, you understand, you are the face of failure. You failed to deliver, you failed to arrive, you failed to. And it's not your fault, but you don't see that these people around you that are pulling the Don Julios. Bagbulala, boy. Exactly. These ones are the ones that are your shit up.
Homie hires are the biggest, one of my biggest problems, in especially like in the piano space, where it's just like, hey, Danga,
like,
you're
it's
this,
my friend.
You're this, you're this. It's homie hires. But it's the same homies are going to drink the rider with you. Or Espan, it's the same homies are going to, you know. So for
the
me, homie
that
hires.
Want to choose the hands first.
Yeah, homie hires are very detrimental to a lot of artists. You know, or
yeah,
DJs.
Yeah, that's
or
a very tricky situation. I mean, you do get homies that actually do the work. I won't lie, to be honest.
Handful.
Like,
handful.
Yeah, it's not a lot. Yes, it's not a lot.
One hand.
It's not a lot. Yeah. It's that homie who's serious that, listen, we're out the hood, so we need to keep it going.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
you get those ones that are just the entourage.
There for the joyride, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And they won't be there for you when it goes down, you know.
Okay, yeah. So let's run it back. I just started out. I've got a song that's popping here and there. How do I get a hold of you? Why do I need you? What are you going to do? I mean, obviously you explained it in part, but I'm just saying, I just started out with some kid
who's
watching.
Where's the value?
Yeah.
Because the other thing is you have to pay for it, and that's another thing. Yeah. Why?
Well, because sometimes, okay, not even sometimes. I've always, in the beginning, I was like, yo, I got to pay this. You know?
Why?
Why?
What am I paying for?
Yeah.
I mean, for upcoming artists or like for a new artist, it's obviously different because, I mean, you know, the economy that we live in, you know what I mean? And listen, unless you do have the funds, you know, but if you're like coming into the scene and you're starting out, right? And you want to reach out to a person like me, I mean, you can reach out to me, Be Cool Media everywhere, social handles.
Plug it, come on.
We can have a discussion, right? I'm open to listening what you're bringing to the table. And I think it's because I know that story of where you started, right? Mm-hmm. I'm always open to listening to artists who are coming into the industry, right? But I will explain to them that, yes, it is important to speak to people like me who do what we do, you know, and you do need us. But some you won't be able to afford, and that's the truth, you know? And you will get some that will assist you, like me. I will help you if you need advice, you know. Yes, I'll give you a quote. I'll be nice, you know. It won't be too hefty because I understand at what level, you know. And I can see where you're going to go and I believe in you, you know. But you also need to convince me as well, you know, that what you're doing is serious. So it differs. There are people who will actually help you. There are people who don't charge that much. But please do reach out to, like, PR people. And I know a lot of artists will be like, but who are the PR people? You know? And there's quite a few, and most of us are women, actually.
But a lot of them also say they're PR people and then they're not PR people.
I've never worked with a guy in PR.
Really? Never?
No, okay, maybe two.
Yeah, maybe two. But they were gay.
Not always, actually.
And they were really
not
good.
Always, guys. They're not always gay, I promise
they're
you.
They're not always gay, but I mean...
Yeah, actually, the two I was thinking of.
They're pretty gay.
They were
quite gay.
Yeah.
Okay, but
just saying.
Yes.
Listen,
like,
there's nothing wrong.
No, there's nothing wrong.
They were gay.
Yeah. There's absolutely nothing wrong. And.
I'm bebay shy into ya bumfan. No one by a bang.
Pause. 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 Pause.
Wow.
Pause. Yeah.
Like, we really have dope names, and I mean. I think with me, I put out my work out there, right?
Yeah.
I always do. I can't speak for other people.
Yeah.
Not everybody does it. And that's why people don't know what services they bring to the table, you know? But you have to do your research. Like, you have, ask around, you know? Whether you have industry friends or artists, just ask them, who plugged you with this? Who did the PR for Scorpion Kings? Do you people even know?
I mean, I do.
Yes, we know. Amazing girl, Kim, love her. That's my girl. You know what I mean?
She works with me.
Exactly.
Which Kim?
Kim
Suneke.
Oh, Kim, I know Kim.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she used to
exactly.
be at Capacity.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
We did Cost a Life with all the Republics of
Love Kim.
Cold.
Love Kim. Her work is...
Kim's done all my music. In fact, my music and I'm trying to think what else. Just general PR.
Yeah.
I've always had on retainer when I needed
to. Is she? But she's on her own now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She is. I think
shout
most of
Kim.
Us eventually start doing that. I don't know why. It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
But
and
Do you start, boy? What do you mean doing? Like, you start in a place.
No, you
where
start like at a capacity.
Yeah, okay, and then capacity, eventually, yeah, like, you know, we decide, you okay,
branch out,
yeah, let me branch out and do this thing on my own. Not everybody does.
Shout out Sarit as well from Capacity. I saw her the other day in the mall.
She goes to the gym with me, bud.
Oh, does she? I saw her in the mall. Fuck, what a MILF.
Oh, wow.
You were saying?
You you need to be out here asking questions, you know? Like, I think most of us who put our work there, we've been in the game for so long. That's why people know us, right?
Yeah.
Like me, like a Kim, you know, whoever. But you need to search. Like, you unfortunately, you need to, you know, DM those people. Like, don't even feel scared, you know what I mean? Don't be like, ish, what if they don't reply? Then they don't reply. Okay. Life goes
You've
on.
You've got nothing
you know?
To lose, yeah.
And I believe in being a thorn in the foot. Like, keep sending those emails, keep, you know what I mean, eventually someone will reply or open a door for you.
Now, speaking of emails,
yeah,
I always get those, you know, emails from PR practitioners.
Yes.
But now if we go to the times, you know, pre-COVID, where you needed to, if you know there was a Vuzu event, not Vuzu event, but like an event that's being shot by Vuzu, and you wanted to get that placement, what's happening nowadays? Where are the
what's
the guest list?
Yeah, the guest list. Like, for me, it was a thing. It was just like,
where are the briefs coming from?
Where the briefs coming?
Because somebody actually asked me that the other day, and I said, man, you know, I have no fucking idea.
Yeah,
people they were like, yo, man, we want to move with you when you go to these events.
Sure,
and I'm like, nigga, I don't go to these events.
Yes,
but oftentimes people come to me after an event and they're like, oh, why weren't you at the what?
Exactly.
And then I'm like, bro, where's the what? Where before, in your inbox, you'd get these invites from a Hypress, from a Kim from Farah.
Yes.
You know?
Sure.
Funny enough, they're still there. Maybe y'all just ain't getting invited. Sorry.
Why is email?
No, because there was even the polo this past weekend, eh? And I was just like,
dude, I saw on Fish's story. And I
got
like,
an invite to
Fish.
No, but I was this is a very interesting mix of. In fact, I said to someone who attended, I was like, this is a very young guest list, right?
Yes.
When I say young guest list, I was like, how? But where's the media?
Mm.
I was like, I don't see the people from the media from. I'm not saying that there should be a Drum Magazine person or whatever there, but I was just like.
No, they should, actually.
when I was looking, I was just like, ah, man. Why? I'm just seeing. I'm just seeing Ezra Noot, yeah, you know? And for me, I mean, I wasn't being weird or anything, but I was like, yo, what's the, you know?
Yeah.
What's the level?
Or are brand managers now so into content creation that they even themselves are ignoring? Okay, I know that, you know, that team, I know it's not.
The Heineken team.
They are very, in fact, I know who does the PR.
Yes.
Yeah, I know who does the PR. Shout out to my collective.
Duma.
But yeah, I was just saying, I was very interested in the people attending.
Yeah, man. So people always ask me that question. Actually, they'll be like, "How do you get invites to all of these things?" Right?
Sure.
And I'll be like, "Yo, guys, it's been a journey. I won't lie. But like I said, you need to reach out to people. If you see like a Heineken posting something about it or whatever, right? Ask them. Be like, okay, where can I apply for? Like, for example, if you're media accreditation, you know."
Sure.
But with the invite stuff, the people who handle the PR for whatever event, right? Mm. They're the ones who actually sit down and be like, okay, I want a PH there. I want a Waras. Mm. They're the ones, guys.
Right.
Hard if you don't get invites.
Can I ask, is that DM thing not having the opposite? Because two people in particular, one is a brand manager at an alcohol company.
Yes.
One is the parcel there.
Sure.
Right. The brand manager at the alcohol company, right, says, when we did this event, we said, hey, this thing is happening in Cape Town. It's going to be like this, like that. Here come the DMs where it's like, hey, I'm Bridget. I'm a content creator.
Sure.
Please check out my page. I'd really like to attend this thing.
Yes.
Sure.
After the fact, they were like, yo, this looks so dope. I live here in Cape Town. I'm PH. I'm a content creator. Please invite me to your thing, right? Same with the Han. The Han is saying with her brand.
Yes.
People are like DMing and they're like, oh my God, I love this brand. Please, I'm a content creator. If you send me a PR package, I will do content.
Sure.
I will post, you know? So those messages do come. But then oftentimes you go and you see like who those people are.
Yeah.
And then it's like, Mm. Not like, are you a pap for sec? It's like, you don't have it. Like, we as the brand can't use you.
Got you.
Because where's the value for us? In other words, if I say, cool, PH, come through. It's like, now yeah. I'm actually, this is more like a giveaway to a winner.
Yes.
Than it is to say, like, you can actually give me any PR mileage.
Yeah. Sorry, I know you're going to answer that, but can I add, though? And this is the, I guess the PR training that I've also learned. Some of them are brand whores. When oh, I say yeah. brand whore, yes. as in like, how you did.
Some of them are whores.
Yep. I get yep. DMs. I didn't want to say that. No, man. Wow. I'm just like, today you worked with SAP. Yep. Now you want to work with Heineken. Choose your battle. Yep. It needs to be the one.
Yep.
Or it's Estee Lauder today, tomorrow, Kinivia. L'Oreal. You know, I couldn't hardly fun. I couldn't hardly die then, you know. It can't be Revlon today.
Yeah.
Sasa, it's, you know, something else.
Yeah.
So I think that's also, but I guess that maybe comes from experience or having someone to say, you know, in your PR that these are the things you can say yes. and do. These are the things that you can't say and do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's taken PR. I think I'm too PR trained, to be honest.
Mm.
Even on the show, yeah, I'm too PR trained. I'm just like,
no, you are.
Even
you
if
are.
I want to say
which
this,
is good.
I'm phony.
We edit out half this shit.
Yeah. I'm just like, no, I still want to be around in 5 years' time.
I, on the other hand.
Yeah, you, wait, listen, since I've known you, you've been like this, please.
But you, so for me, I'm just like, you know, even, yeah. there's even something that we're going to talk about today. Like, I'll choose my words correctly. but for me, it's just like, I'm fine.
No, continue doing that, please. I mean, continue doing that.
Safuna my invite.
Exactly.
Yeah, Safuna my invite from Bridget.
That's then like, now I'll you see why he doesn't take
then
his place.
I'll convince, I've got this friend of mine, Waras.
This is why you don't want to take
I've got my
win.
Friend Waras. I'm just like, you know, if I take Waras to Corona, hey, Biggs will leave.
Yeah, I'll pull up there. Yeah.
You know, so for me, I'm just like, yeah, those are the things that I've learned that sometimes PR.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I mean, with the invite game, guys, I won't even lie. It's tricky. Not everyone will get invites, to be honest. And sometimes the events company will tell the PR people that this is our list. Please invite these people. Guys, it's not our fault sometimes, eh? Because people are like, why didn't you invite me? And I'm like, ish, dude, it wasn't me. Like, you know what I mean? Or they'll sit with us PR people and they'll be like, who do you think we should add on? Do you think we should scratch anyone out? Does this person align with what we're trying to do? Because that's another thing, you know what I mean? Yes, you want to be invited to stuff, but like sometimes you must buy tickets, guys. Sure. Support the event, you know what I mean? Exactly, buy the tickets. And you're right, the content creator thing is a huge thing now. Like,
where
brands,
everyone is just sending DMs.
Brands, and brands wanna see them at their events, you know? Even though sometimes content creators will be like, hey, Mara, this brand, they don't even give us an Uber voucher, nyana, but they want us to come to all of their events, it's a thing.
Really?
Like, you know, yeah, they want some type of... You see, I don't know if we're from a different generation, but I just feel like...
Uber voucher.
What? I just feel like, guys, if you want to be seen somewhere and you get an invite, then go. I don't care how you get there.
Bro, the game has changed. Eh?
Bro,
I can tell
the game has changed. The game has changed.
A lot of stuff.
The game has changed.
But we would drive to Mulder's Drift or far.
Listen, I would spend my last, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to be seen.
To be there, yeah.
And you wouldn't even know that I'm going through the most.
There was a TikTok that went viral. It was this hun talking about Paris Fashion Week, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, come with me behind the scenes of an influencer who actually attends Fashion Week.
Yes.
Mm. Number one, they don't pay for shit.
Yeah.
Don't.
Right, they hit you with the invite. You need to get yourself to the airport, arrive in Paris, find accommodation.
Yeah.
If you're going to be here for the 7, because the brand wants you here for 7 days, right? These are the shows you'll be attending. You need to accommodate yourself for 7 days.
Exactly.
If you're trying to be here for 7 days during Fashion Week, yo fam, you've got to stay goopy goopy. Best idea, meet up with other influencers, try and share some sort of Airbnb.
Yes,
the shit is going to be far. It's not going to be in the main section. When you're at the fashion show, this is how it works. And she goes 1, 2, 3, 4. And basically in the video you learn.
Yeah.
They don't really do much for you. The honor is you attending.
Thank
and
you.
I don't know where we had some sort of reversal, you know.
Yeah.
I see the same thing like with security. When international artists, etc. come here. Yo, bro. The promoter knows they're going to have to pay for security for that international
artist. Exactly.
Our local artists, and it's a serious thing. I wish they would take it seriously. Yes, it's my business, but long ago I said, to the ones that we used to look after, you should put the security charge in the rider.
Sure. Mm.
You've got an alcohol rider in there that is like 10 grand.
Exactly. Sure.
You can put a security rider in there that's 5 grand.
Sure.
Really.
Sure.
Cut some alcohol and put security. As soon as that thing is in there, the promoter, although they're paying you 50, 100K for the gig, they're like, we have security at the venue. That defeats the object. I'm trying to come with my niggas from outside because I don't know you niggas.
Exactly. Sure.
And this is a much more important line item than, you understand?
Yeah.
But our artists, they're rather talking about, mind you, trial. Uber voucher. Guys. Uber voucher?
Yes, it's a chat. Business. They'll be like, I didn't get an Uber voucher.
Are you serious?
And I'm such a dope content creator. Yes, we're not saying you're not, right? But at the end of the day, it's your job, right? To be a content creator. So now, let's say I don't know, I'm a secretary at a business or whatever, and I want to go to, like, you know, an event that's in the same, you know, must they pay me for it? No. If I really want to be there, I will go, I'll make a plan, right? And listen, I love content creators. I admire them. It's actually hard work to be a content creator. Work,
yeah.
I won't
lie.
It is.
The
it
proper
is.
Ones. Not you and...
It is. So I kind of get it. But at the same time, I'm like, guys, no. If you really want to be seen at something, you'll make a plan. Like, you won't be out here posting videos saying, oh, no, I didn't get this and this. That's why I didn't go or whatever. Why are you even posting about it? Just keep quiet. Like, just don't go to the events then.
But
you know,
let's speak, obviously, you know, placement of artists in certain in such events where I don't think, when I see these guest lists, I'm like, I see content creators, but I'm not seeing actors, you know, artists, DJs. Yeah, why?
Your mainstream names. Mm.
That's true. Sometimes they don't pitch, to be honest. They might be invited, but they don't pitch. But you're right. Some people, to be honest, or whatever it is, whatever event is being held, they don't think about such names. And I don't know why. Because we're all in the same industry.
Yeah.
Like,
or is content
I mean?
Creation really that much of a focus? Because for me, it's just like, if I was the brand manager of Garnier.
Yes.
Right. I think they did something this past weekend. It's cool. I saw the dollies and whatnot. But it would be nice to see Zinumalo doing yoga with the rest of the girlies. And I'm pretty sure that they would fan out.
Of course they would. Yes. You know,
for
exactly.
that very same
fan love.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I'm just like, how? It's a bunch of girls who actually don't like each other.
Yo,
who are
smiling
in their,
for votes.
Who are in their camps at that thing, you know? And here's another dangerous thing that has happened many a times. It's the players that move. It's the brand managers who want to be friends with these girls.
That's the other thing. Yep. You're right. You're not
I
even
see
lying.
I what you mean. Because that is a big challenge.
Yeah,
it is.
Like, I'm going
or
to
someone
you.
Is eyeing someone and they want to date her or something like that.
It's like, let's
I mean?
Put so-and-so who doesn't... Who will say...
Doesn't add value at all.
Doesn't add value, doesn't use your products, has spoken foul, maybe, if you didn't even do your research, spoken foul about what's his thing? About your brand.
Yeah.
But here she is, you know, getting a PR drop.
Yeah.
And this, that, I'm just like...
Exactly. So people aren't doing their jobs, and it's a thing we need to talk about.
Sure.
Like, whether you've got friends, if they don't align with whatever is going on, then don't invite them.
But that's
you know
the
what
thing.
I mean?
You see a lot of
invite
PR
the
managers.
Ones who actually really want to be there.
Sure.
Yeah, you
so
know?
That our PR manager's not lazy.
We're not lazy. Okay, not me.
No, not you. PR managers can be quite lazy, where they've got a set guest list of people they invite to every event. So whether it's a Heineken beer, and then it's a Don Julio tequila, and then it's a LG televisions.
I hear that.
You understand?
Also.
Like
the same
whatever.
Business, yeah.
When,
I hear that.
You've got your WhatsApp group, and you're like, "Hey guys, we're pulling up." You know the story.
So it's always me and Waras at all of these shows. Like,
that's true, but it's gonna go back to what I'm saying, that you can't be lazy, guys. Like whatever you work on, you need to check what aligns with who. You know what I mean? Yes.
They won't listen to you.
Yes, you'll have your core. You have your core, you know, guest list. But some of the people on that guest list, they just won't work for the... And it's okay, you know what I mean? Whether it's the media, whether it's content creators or celebrities or whatever it is, right? Or key industry people. You need to check what works with whatever you're working on right at that moment. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You can't just invite everyone to everything. It won't make sense, you know?
Mm.
And for those who are lazy, please don't be lazy. Like,
don't be lazy,
please
man.
Don't
what
be
the
lazy.
Fuck? And stop sending hands to
do
Russia.
Do your job properly.
Now, listen. Speaking of that subject that PH was going to be uncomfortable to speak about earlier, It's a heavy one, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw in the States this past week.
PR training.
Yeah. Charlie Kirk was assassinated. So he's a conservative. He is a, well, he's a debater, really. Was a conservative. He would go to college campuses and he would make a controversial statement like, women can't be men. Prove me wrong. Mm. Communism is bad. Prove me wrong. And then he'd sit down with a chair and a little gazebo. And these college kids would come up to him and they'd be like, take the shit down, you're wrong. Mm. And he'd be like, okay, prove to me you're wrong. Mm. And he'd have these debates. That's how he started. I've been following him for years.
Yes.
It became a very, very big thing. Now he would pull serious numbers and obviously the production, everything was much better. I expected the security to also be much better because I was very surprised. But unfortunately, some sick fuck.
Yeah,
so
it's not just
as
an artist,
I want to
prioritize security.
Yeah, no, like you can see it moves with brewers, you know?
Of course.
But like there's a perimeter, there's a security perimeter that you establish.
Sure.
We saw the same thing with the Trump assassination. He's like, how the fuck did that guy get onto that roof? It's like, from here where I'm standing, if I can see that roof, I need to make sure that there's nothing on that roof. And
planned.
Unfortunately.
But that's why people say it's planned, because they're like,
gosh. Well, unfortunately. What happened, the oak died. And social media, being the place that it is, had very opposing views on the death of Charlie Kirk. Yeah. What I thought was disgusting, and I always do, doesn't matter who dies, is I don't think we should ever celebrate death.
Mm, true.
But there's this, you know, the nature of social media, it's such a fucking horrible place sometimes where people, because they're behind a keyboard, they feel they can say anything and anything to get a reaction.
I hate that.
And sometimes they super cross the line where a lot were celebrating his death and then just talking shit.
Sure.
You know, in the ensuing, what do they call it? Not backlash. Feedback.
Mm. Yeah.
It is one of the fucking biggest things to happen, bro. Like, I won't lie. Like, every single podcaster. It was on every single platform.
Because it got on people's nerves.
And then he had people who actually liked him also.
He was on both ends.
Yeah,
that's both. The shtick, yeah. Is that, like, you can say he got on people's nerves, but honestly, he was brave enough to say what's on his mind.
Yes.
And he
doesn't mean he was correct, though.
Doesn't mean he was correct, but... Okay. Being correct is a matter of opinion. Mm-hmm. You might not think he's correct because you don't share the same opinion.
Fair.
Many people think he was correct because they think they share the same opinion. I think he was correct about a lot of stuff. Okay. Not everything, though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I like how brave he was when he spoke about there's like a moral decay that's happening in America,
which
I think he addressed very well. Where America has fucking gone to the dogs. Mm-hmm. If you look at a lot of the stuff that they're doing, a lot of the ideology that they're pushing, it's really weird.
Mm.
A week before Charlie Kirk was assassinated, some fucking lunatic stabbed a girl on a bus.
On a bus, yeah.
And then he was like, I got that white girl. And like, one half of American media was like, oh, it had nothing to do with the race of the girl. And the other half of American media was like, yo, lot of the shit that you guys are saying is radicalizing people. And some people are crazy. They don't receive the message the way you're sending it. They take it as this Bible. Apocalyptic chatter. Yes, they're thinking, I've got to do something now because the world's going to end.
Yeah.
Let me shoot Charlie Kirk. And that's where the danger comes in the rhetoric that they're pushing.
See, that's my challenge, though, is that on the flip side of what you've just said is that there's a lot of now, call it rednecky behavior that's happening in America. Rednecky behavior. It's just like, fuck them little niggers, like, do you know what I'm saying?
Hard on
some,
R.
Yeah, on some Ku Klux. It's like they're also reviving a suppressed, how do I call it? You know how...
A suppressed community of people.
Yes.
A suppressed school of thought.
School of thought who, you know, that wasn't the best kind of thing. It was just like, yo, we are the superior race, fuck everyone else, you know? And he became the voice of those people. I don't want to say indirectly or directly, but at some point it was like, actually, no. They're dumb, they're whatnot. And that's why, for me, a lot of people who were celebrating his death was like, fuck, this guy was influential in what he was saying.
Yeah.
And the rhetoric that he was, or the narrative that he was pushing was anti, you know, or pro the one side. And that's, for me, was, that's why I was just like, hey, this guy, yes, on the foundation of what you're saying, of he spoke for certain things and he stood for certain things away.
Mm.
But in that, for me, he was just what's this word? We just spoke. I just said it now.
Was
Uvusa, oh, these rednecky people. These rednecky people. So for me, you know, that's the way I my stance begins. Then obviously we can get into everything else. But we've got two videos.
Yes. Yeah. Which are the opposing sides.
Yeah, which are the opposing sides. Wandy, can you rock those coin. Two videos for us, please?
Late, great James Baldwin said, "We can disagree and still love each other unless your disagreement is rooted in my oppression and denial of my humanity and right to exist." So someone explained to me how propagating white supremacy is just a difference of fucking political views, because I'm all confused. It's a political views. It's like, oh, the Dems are bad. The Republicans are bad. It's not watching a 9-minute video of a man getting murdered by the police, then get online and tell everyone he overdosed, even though we all watched the same fucking video. No, that's not a political view. That's something else. The difference of political views is like,
oh, we need more police. Crime is out of control.
It's not getting online and criminalizing an entire demographic with skewed statistics in order to perpetuate a racist rhetoric. No, that's not a difference of political view. That's that R thing. It's R-A-C. Difference of political views is like, abortion is bad. Women should be held accountable for the rest. It's not getting on camera and saying you forced your 10-year-old daughter to carry the term even if she was sexually assaulted. No, that's not a political view. That's some other shit. That's some shit.
The Lord says we shall always turn the other cheek.
If my Lord is telling me to befriend a white supremacist, he gonna have to come down here and say that shit to my face. He gonna have to walk in the room like, hey, go out there and talk to that white. To the children who lost their father yesterday, I have empathy for. I think that's a tragic situation. And that's about it. Rest where it's best.
Rest where it's best.
Look, so, yeah. Okay. That, again, matter of opinion, yes. Right? And unfortunately, the way the American political climate is there's a lot of people are like hard this way, yes. Hard that way. Yeah. You know, there doesn't seem to be a middle ground. Yeah. I mean, a good example that he mentioned is the abortion law in America is one of the most talked about topics. Exactly. But there's so it's so multi-layered. It's like so complex, you know, where you have a place in America, there's an organization called Planned Parenthood, right? They are like the place you can go to for free abortion.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, when you listen to one line from somebody and they're like, abortion is wrong and I don't think it should happen. What are they called? Pro-life.
Mm.
And then you listen to a line from somebody else where they're like pro-abortion and they're like, no, anybody must be allowed an abortion at any time. Mm. If someone is 9 months pregnant and about to give birth, I think it's safe to say, You know what I mean?
Yes.
You can't afford that.
I mean, but there's when it comes to abortion, there's a certain debt.
There's a timeline.
Not
timeline.
There. There's certain states in America that allow abortion up to crazy. Term.
Oh, no, that's no. Okay.
So there's
no.
Now, when the discussion needs to happen, here comes the Charlie Kirk.
Mm.
He's trying to say, let us debate up to 9 months.
Mm.
Not at all. There's a baby there from the moment of conception and abortion is wrong. Where do we find a middle ground, right? Where, like you say,
Stopes.
If... You know, somebody says, okay, cool, beyond the first trimester,
sure.
I don't think you can abort the baby.
Sure.
Then, whoever is pregnant has got 12 weeks in which to decide.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Like a reasonable, remove the politics, remove the religion.
Yes.
You see, because you get other thinkers, pundits like Ben Shapiro. He's a religious Jew. And he's like, no, from the moment of conception, no abortion. Even if the baby is conceived through incest. Now, there's situations in America and cases where a child has been raped by an uncle or father or whoever and falls pregnant. And Ben Shapiro's stance from the religious perspective is must carry the child to term. A lot of people are not going to agree with that because it's extreme one way.
Sure.
But there's a lot of people that are not Americans that are like, nah, dog, 9 months, aibo. That's not cool.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of noise makers, you know, the left wing.
Yeah.
They
well,
like.
Well, left and right. Left and right.
No, I'm saying, because I'm talking for this side of the argument. Okay. Left wing argues that, the extreme left wing, they argue that my body, my choice.
Mm.
No, my nin. Sure. So Charlie Kirk was. In my opinion, and watching a lot of his content, he was trying to have the debate between the 9 months person and the conception person and say, okay, you do understand that these arguments for this side are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you take a clip out of context and you make it sound like he's a religious fanatic who's saying it's wrong at any stage, that's not fair. versus if you take a clip out of context where he says, if you want to abort a baby at 9 months, you're a demon straight from hell.
Sure.
Mm. And it's without context, I don't think it works. Those debates are actually long form. If you watch them, that's how I feel he was trying to steer that discussion. Sure. And I'm making that one specific example. Sure. A lot of America, a lot of the content creators that did comment also did this. They drew this comparison with George Floyd, which I think is fucking ridiculous.
It's not content creators. It's just largely America that did that.
Because they brought it online and they made like a little video or something. I'm saying they formulated their opinion where they drew a comparison with George Floyd.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was the same at all. But
it's definitely not the same.
Yeah. Now, what PH says, that's just America. Mm. They're going to come through and they're going to be like, but what about George Floyd?
Mm. Exactly.
Fuck. I don't see how that helps the argument.
Everyone has an opinion. Mm. That's the thing. Yeah. Everyone wants their opinion to be heard.
Run
the Andrew Tate clip there, Wandy. This is the other side of the argument.
You know what's worse than being mocked when you die? Being a fucking nobody. Going through your life as a nobody who only finds pleasure in seeing other people in pain. Because you don't have the capability to produce any kind of positivity in the world. You just need to feed off bad things happening to people you don't like. Existing like an amoeba, like a creature on the sea ground, feeding on negative energy. You can't rejoice in something as despicable and disgusting as the assassination of a father in front of his children. You can't rejoice about that and be a happy person. You could pretend to be happy on your TikTok. You could pretend to be happy for your little video, but deep inside your soul is black. These people are all depressed. They're all anxious. They're all on medication. These people are already living miserable lives. And you can mock Charlie for doing fantastic things and being known into eternity. You can mock Trump when Trump dies. You can mock all the amazing heroes who stand up and leave a mark on the world. But it doesn't change the fact that you are a fucking nobody. You're a nobody. What is more pathetic than living your entire life and nobody even caring who you are? You know what's worse than being mocked when you die? Nobody talking about you dying at all. You're never going to have international condemnation. You're never going to have all these TikToks made about you. No one's even going to fucking notice. Nobody's going to give a shit. You threaten to kill yourself every other week because of the meds you're on and nobody cares. It's easy to be angry at these monsters for what they're doing. But truthfully, they're just broadcasting the fact that they're miserable, sad people who live very insignificant lives, and they're already being punished by God.
I'm with him on that, right? This is how I feel largely about maybe the one platform of the other, of the many platforms on social media.
Like
when you enter Twitter, it's a vile set. Usually
that place.
I'm just like, hey, yo,
bro.
You
know?
He's mentioned one thing about heroes. I was like, hey, Trump ain't no hero.
Trump's a hero, my nigga. Trump is a hero.
I was like,
Trump's a hero.
I agree with 99.9% of this thing, where it's just a lot of people project their very sad lives and this, that, the other, you know. In no world should we celebrate, you know, someone's
death.
You know, like that. But very true. A lot of depressed people who project and this, that, the other. So I'm actually with, surprisingly for you, I'm with that video.
You with that video? Yeah. Wow. And Bridget, please note, right?
Yeah.
I wish America could watch this. He thinks Trump is not a hero.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trump is a hero. I'm not going to shoot PH. You understand?
Sure. I get you.
He's my brah.
Yes.
We can disagree on certain things.
Yeah.
We don't have to have the same opinion on stuff.
You don't.
I don't say, well, fuck you. You think Trump's not a hero? I'm not coming to Corona Sunset. But he does.
So it's that deep for him.
Oh, man.
I get left behind. Because this nigga thinks that
the left.
Yes, you are what's wrong with the world.
Oh,
sir.
My God.
So, but just because Wada says a different opinion, you're like, that's it, you're not coming to Corona.
Leave me at home.
Whatever.
But I love the way Andrew Tate, say whatever the fuck you want about him. He's extremely articulate, very intelligent.
Yeah.
I've been watching, there's a Piers Morgan interview he did like just last week. Part of it, he actually commented, they actually brought him back because he'd just done the interview and Charlie Kirk got shot.
Oh, hectic.
And I think Piers brought him back for like an add-on to that where he gave his opinion of what he thinks of the shooting. But brilliant interview in terms of the way he articulated himself.
Yeah.
But speaking of PR, if you watch what the guy does, right?
Yeah.
I think for the most part, a lot of what he does in terms of his PR direction, he does on purpose. He does to get a reaction. He does because he has a business to push. A lot of the shit is like far out there. Like I saw the one with his son. His son is boxing. Then he comes and he's like, put your hands up. Put your fucking hands up. You know, like he's like hard on him. And then he's like, this is how you raise boys. I feel like that's like next level cringe. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like whatever. Mm. But he's doing it for the video.
Mm.
I'm sure when the video switches off, he hugs and kisses his lighty like we all do. Even
let's
though
hope so.
We make them box.
Let's
right?
hope so.
Nah. You can see he's got, he looks like he's got that thing, you know?
Yeah.
But my point is, he's decided to go that way with his PR, which I think oftentimes, that opinion that he gave on the Charlie Kirk shooting, I think was, honestly, of the ones I've seen, one of the most accurate. I wish everybody would watch it. Because it speaks directly to the symptom, the issue in America.
Yes.
Is that a lot of people in America are really broken. They're not.
Yeah.
A lot of them, the number of people on medication suffering from depression, anxiety, deciding that they want to be trans and then fucking writing on gun magazines in Tippex, fuck you bigot and funny shit. Who the fuck has time for that? And then going to a school or a church and shooting.
And blowing it up or shooting it,
You understand?
Exactly.
This is not even targeting a political enemy where it's like, the person that shot Charlie Kirk didn't agree with his views.
Mm.
And because Charlie Kirk stood for something, and stood up for something and was that voice of what he didn't agree with, he took him out. They have a situation where people are taking out
innocent,
for nothing to do with
innocent
it, bro.
People, exactly.
Yes. You know?
We like it, they're taking out the wrong people. But anyways, yeah, carry on.
And it's, like, it's just like, what the fuck is going on in America, you know? But because he's pushed so hard on the PR side to be top G.
Yep. Exactly.
I think people don't listen to anything he says as a result. Because now it becomes a thing of, oh, well, anything you say.
Yes, exactly.
Fuck, you know, you are a human trafficker. And I just, I like to look at people as, let me look at everything that you've said and then formulate my thoughts.
But but that's the thing. Not everybody uses their brains.
Well,
like, not
thank
everyone.
God for me. I hope nobody assassinates me.
Not everyone.
Follow my eyes.
Not everyone.
Wow.
No, whenever you ready, nigga.
I'll fly. I'll make sure Corona flies us out to the Cape Town one. Okay, sorry.
Nah,
please,
listen,
sorry.
He's never
please
gonna
make
forgive
this
you.
Clip and
he's
let
never
me take
gonna
Corona.
Forgive you.
PH is gonna make sure we fly out to where?
Cape Town.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure, my man.
26 March.
I'm even gonna call and check. I'll be like, did he take you?
Make sure. It's assassination season.
Okay. Oh wow. 26 March, we're rocking. We're gonna be in Cape Town. All right. Record me, dog.
Record me.
Hello? Yeah, no.
Bracket.
Was that Cat?
Yeah, so, but what a fucking sad story, man.
Yeah.
Rest
yeah,
in peace to Charlie Kirk. I didn't even fucking, I literally spent like a day off social media. I didn't even go.
It was a lot. People were, everyone was giving their own opinion left, right, and center. Like, it was a lot. Like, it was everywhere, you know?
And but, I was so disappointed by Reedy Tlabi. I've loved Reedy for years. She was on 702. I used to listen to her. I actually thought she was quite a move. She'd listened to her on 702.
I think everybody loved
Reedy. Loved Reedy, bro. Like, and then, like, to see her opinion on the thing, I was just like, yo, what was it? It was and it didn't go down well. Because, remember, she's living in America.
Yeah.
She's there on a fucking work visa. And Marco Rubio and the State Department has been very vocal that, listen, if you don't like the way things run here and you are a foreigner, you can go home.
Feel free to go home.
You can
feel
go
free
home.
To go.
Very, she's very anti-America, anti-Trump, anti-every. And I'm just like, then why the fuck
why
are you
there?
Because right now you're earning US dollars, eating money, doing what it is you do, which when you were here, you were very good at. That's why you were hired to go to the BBC. That's why you were hired to go.
Yeah.
You understand? So it's disappointing because I feel like, as Andrew Tate said, someone getting assassinated on a fucking video in front of their wife and children,
exactly.
their family. Hey, bro, that's never something to celebrate, you know?
Homie did speak out of his neck.
No, that doesn't matter. He should be allowed to. Land of the free, home of the brave. Second Amendment, First Amendment. You can't run a country where you say, listen, we welcome you to say wild shit.
Yeah.
They let the others say wild shit all the time. They let people fucking walk around half naked, say they're women with their peepees out. Like, hey, we are allowing you freedoms, yeah. So people should be allowed that level of freedom without thinking that they're going to be killed. You understand? Mm. That's not on. And they also have this division in America where George Floyd didn't deserve to be celebrated for anything, right? He was a shitty human being. But it doesn't mean that when George Floyd dies, you can now raise points and say, that guy, man, he had a criminal record, he's puss. Mm. No, he didn't deserve to be kneeled on for 9 minutes. Even though he was high as fuck and he was on drugs, bro, he didn't deserve to die like that. You understand? True. That's not cool. Doesn't matter how he lived his life. I think that the way he died was shocking to watch.
Yeah.
It was really not okay.
George Floyd.
So I'm saying on the opposite side, it's like George Floyd wasn't an exemplary guy.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't mean that we should say, oh, but he's dead. Oh, fuck him. He wasn't an exemplary guy. That's not how you should speak about people when they die.
True.
So in the same way, I don't think that Charlie Kirk deserved what happened to him. And I don't think he deserved the fucking, what the losers were saying online, the people who are nobodies.
It's
live by the sword, die by the sword.
Hey, he was a defender of gun rights.
You know social media. If we didn't have social media, it was going to be a different situation, because now not everyone's sitting behind something, giving their own opinion and wanting to be heard and thinking their opinion is the best one, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're living in interesting times, guys. If you do something tomorrow at Corona Sunset, people will say, did you guys see Waras? On Twitter, they'll be talking about you. Well, it's called
I met a lady at the gym. And she said, they were like, oh, this is Warwick, whatever. It's like, hey, you got a podcast, you know, Shady Luck. Have you heard of him? You know, in all fairness, shout out to my black friends, right? Like, whenever you introduce me to your white friends, you try to introduce me in the way that you know me.
Yes.
They don't know me. You know, they'll be like, hey, it's my mate Warwick. Have you heard of him? He's famous. He's Shady Lucker. Like, you know, or they'll be like, he's on radio, TV. Can't you know it's like? And it's like, they're not the target audience.
No, it's not the one, bro.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm used to it. So when I was introduced to this white person, her response was, she was like, Shady Lurker? You're that toxic handle on X.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
God. You're the toxic handle on X. I love your stuff. You know, like,
really?
And she dropped her, you're that toxic handle. I was like, oh, God, here we go.
Not the toxic handle.
My answer to her was going to be, auntie, you're not the target audience.
You're not the target audience.
Let me handle the PR on my side. Anyway.
Anyways, how do we get a hold of you if we...
be cool, baba.
Trying to get into the space.
How do we get all of you? You're trying to get invited to cool.
Yes, actually.
Like Corona Sunset.
It's different because I know you guys personally, so you know.
Yet you still don't invite us. Look at that. And
let me just check my emails. Hold on.
YFM, bro. She used to come and shadow me on my show when she was in Y Academy.
I'm born, yes.
Life is crazy. Life is actually crazy. Cool. With a K.
You want me. May I only see a media request? I see an interview request here.
Okay, fine. They'll start coming. Okay, guys, they'll start coming.
You said be cool, eh? Just a B?
Yes.
K-double-O-L.
Yes.
I'm not seeing a polo in the. I'm not seeing.
I wasn't working on the polo, please.
Car launch.
Wow.
Eh? I'm born next, like.
Okay, guys, you start seeing them. Please stop putting me on the spot.
Yo, boss, 10 August 2021.
Hey, Shumfan. Mine was during lockdown.
Interview request.
Oh, hectic.
No, it's fine.
Hello.
Cat.
Bra, Cat, cancel that one. Send them the other one. Yeah.
No, yeah.
Ish. Okay, but maybe
you must work on being invitable again. An artist wheel, eh?
Oh, wow.
No, I think it's also like, you know, I won't lie, Bridget. Like, a lot of the time when I used to get invites I'd be at worst. Like, I'd be like,
exactly.
I wouldn't even respond. And then I think the people also just got tired. But I wasn't doing it on purpose on some, you won't catch me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm busy.
Time didn't allow.
No,
yes,
I get
yes.
it. We can't go to everything.
But for me, at some point, those events got a bit too much. Where it's like now.
Yeah, you stab a lot. PH goes to stuff. I see on his story, you'll be like at a movie premiere.
No, I go to a lot of stuff, so I totally get it. Trust me.
Like, so at some point, I was just like, hey, yo.
Now you pick and choose which ones, you know.
Yeah.
But it's also like outfits, bro. Like now I must buy a new outfit every time.
Because you gotta look good. Guys, you have to look good, please. Anyway, to get a hold of me, it's Be Cool Media on all social platforms. You can also email me.
Which is BKOOL.
Yes. K with, cool with a K. Yes. Or even, you can even holler at me at my personal socials. It's just Bridget Makela, one word. I'm always open to hearing whatever someone wants to know. Yeah,
and if you want to work, let's work. She's prepared to listen to your long story about Vela. Me, I'm not. Yes,
no, I am, Shem. I'm such a nice person. Like, honestly, how do you think I've lasted so long?
You've got to be patient. Eh?
You do. Like, you do. You really, really have to be patient. If you're not, it's not for you, hey? But I mean, that's where you can reach me. And yeah, guys, let's work. Whoever has work, also let's work, please. Let's make this money, guys.
Here's a client, Gojiro.
Gojiro.
We're starting with Gojiro.
Gojiro.
Nigga, you blank.
Trying to get out the hood.
You guys.
Yeah?
Gojiro, watch. Hula, I am Temba on you niggas.
Oh, wow.
Away. Sharp.
Thank you so much for visiting and blessing us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dropping bars of knowledge. If you're an artist or anyone who needs PR out there, here she is. Bridget is her name. Be Cool Media. And yeah, we will, I don't know, maybe we even need it as a...
We do.
Yeah? As the podcast.
As the podcast. Demgan. Citing them,
we do.
What is song is so because we are award winning. No one knows.
No one knows that you're award winning.
We are award winning.
Award winners.
Award winners. Lurie nominated. They know of our shit in Dubai.
Nah, me.
God was the last. Told my invite. Bugile phone. It's tough.
Here, stole my email in
2021.
Jesus, nigga, right?
Yo, we're out of here. Shout out to everyone who shows us love on the socials. Go out there and like, subscribe, share, comment. Please, jump in the comments. Let's interact. We've got a lot of positive comments in the last couple shows.
Yeah.
Konje, who did we have last week?
I think we had Touch, then last week we had CZ James.
Yeah, a lot of people loved them. CZ thing and the Pearl one as well. And yeah, so please show us some love. If you are interested, please go check out the comments.
Hey, the Pearl one. We should have got her after the double biz. Ish.
Shit! Fine!
Yes,
shit!
Actually!
Yeah,
fine.
Ish.
I wish we actually spoke about that on the show, but it's fine. I haven't finished watching, so I can't comment.
Yeah, I can't. Let's tackle it next week.
It was hilarious. But yeah, interact with us in the comments, and we will see you again next week. And of course, if it... Well, take it easy, yeah?
All the time, boy.
And if it's easy...
And if it's easy, take it home.
Take it home.
My
PR training says, don't say that shit, but because it's on the show, take it easy.
And my PR... Look at me.
I'm still fine.
I'm crazy, baby.
So we're out of here.
But I'm not in season.